Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
I mean, it's bad news bears on skates out there. Like, I'm almost like, I'm being serious now. I've watched a lot of sports in my life. This is probably slightly hyperbolic. It's one of the worst performances I've ever seen by a team in a postseason game ever.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
If he gets the starting job, it's full speed ahead. I mean, I don't have questions with Kenny Pickett in this award market. I have plenty of them with, like, win total and everything. But in this award market, the only question is he the starter?
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
The terrific Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos and Will Brinson in for Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL Network. Ken returns to the show coming up tomorrow. Really fun first 2 hours. The conversation on Rate My Coach in the National Football League. Absolutely uproarious to close out hour number two. We still got to get through some games in week number one of the National Football League. Still to come, power hour, final hour, all our bets for tonight, including hockey, including baseball, and including game one of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA with the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. We will get Will Brinson's card for the PGA Championship in the Power Hour. James Mazzola's card for the PGA Championship coming up in 40 minutes from right now when JMaz joins us from the For Profit podcast. So still a lot to do over the course of the next 2 hours. Going to be joined by Greg Wyshynski, senior NHL writer for our friends over at ESPN. You see him on Daily Wager. Greg will be joining us momentarily to talk the Panthers and Lightning, Canes and Rangers, Avalanche and Blues, Flames and the Oilers tonight and tomorrow. But while we wait for Greg to join us here on the show, you think you're gonna have some hockey bets for tonight? Because I'm gonna have bets on both games.
I mean, I have myself muted, but yeah, duh.
On both.
There's only one NBA game. What do you bet on that? And then I'm more excited about tomorrow. Obviously, I actually already bet the over in Lightning and Panthers.
6.5 over.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I might take the Canes to minus a goal and a half against the Rangers tomorrow.
Yeah, minus a game and a half too. I think in the series.
Yeah, I think that's like a really strong bet. Like, I feel like pretty decent about that. And as far as tonight goes, I think I'm going to bet the Lightning, but I don't love it. Maybe I'll bet the over with you, or maybe I'll just do both, Lightning and the over. Over 6.5.
Blues Avalanche over too. Just take these overs. Well, I mean, Wyshynski's the guy to ask, I guess. But
and if we're going to ask him about it momentarily here. I kind of like the Blues tonight. Maybe I'll be stepping in front of the Colorado Avalanche freight train. We will find out tonight. Game one with the Avalanche and the Blues. But joining us right now on the show to break it all down, break down the Stanley Cup playoffs, we're very happy to have him on the show making his You Better You Bet debut. And honestly, like, it's been far too long us doing the show without having him on our show. You see him on ESPN's Daily Wager. You read his stuff over at ESPN.com. Senior NHL writer for ESPN, Greg Wyshynski joins us here on You Better You Bet. Greg, thanks so much for coming on the show. Nick Costos, Will Brinson here on a Tuesday. How you doing?
No, I'm good. Good. Shout out to you, Will. How you doing? Good times.
Yeah, Greg, what's up, buddy? The Fan House alumni still infiltrate the sports media at a high level, right?
Like like the zygote version of hockey, of sports media on the internet. Fanhouse, good times,
it's
good times.
Fanhouse, the internet, the sports internet's kudzu.
Exactly.
I'll go first because I want to ask you about the Canes. My Canes, as a lifelong, diehard, passionate, day in and day out, regular season grinder of hockey and the and following the Carolina Hurricanes, I feel like they are set to pummel the Rangers in this series. Nick and I were talking about it. Probably want to take him minus on the puck line. I want to take him on the puck line on Wednesday night. I want to take him minus 1.5 games in the series. Would you recommend either of those wagers, Greg?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about the puck line in game one, but I definitely know about the minus 1.5 for the series. That's my bet that I took in this series. Look, I covered the Rangers' entire run against the Pittsburgh Penguins, and they were not very good at 5-on-5 play. And the Carolina Hurricanes are very good at 5-on-5 play. If the Hurricanes get into trouble and take a penalty, the Rangers live with their power play. It's one of the best in hockey. Well, the Hurricanes had the best penalty kill in the regular season. You know, they have home ice advantage, which is going to allow Rob Brendamore to do what he did in that series against the Boston Bruins, which is to get the line matches that he wants. Gerard Gallant, not exactly a line match guy. I think that's going to favor the Hurricanes in that they can throw Jordan Staal's checking line up against the Artemi Panarin line or Chris Kreider, like whoever they want to throw him against. It's going to be a real neutralizing aspect of this series based on what we saw from that line against the Bergeron line in the Boston series. So I'm on Carolina here. I think it's going to be a short one. But, you know, the Rangers have two things going for them. They have the ability to rally. They're a very, very no-quit team. And we've yet to see Igor Shcherbina, their awesome goalie, really put together a playoff series. He was bad at times against the Penguins. So there's still sort of that caveat. The Rangers might have something cooking, but I don't think they're going to win the series.
Yeah, I'm a Rangers fan, and like I've been saying, unfortunately, you know, Will's a Hurricanes fan, and we're friends, and I have to, like, acknowledge the fact that I think his team's going to kill my team. I agree, and I thought the Rangers were very lucky to beat the Penguins. So I think we're all on the same page here, Carolina to win the series here, maybe getting it done in pretty short order. But Greg, as far as, like, being a high-scoring series, lower-scoring series, the total coming up tomorrow night in game number one on Wednesday night, sitting at 5.5, and I know you mentioned Shesterkin, right, and maybe like he kind of morphs into the guy we saw in the regular season, leading candidate for the Vezina Trophy. He was bad in the Penguin series, like in my estimation. I know you said he had moments like where he was okay, but I think for the balance of it, not great. Like, is he going to be able to get some of these games under the total here? 5.5 the total for game one. So in game one, what are you thinking in terms of the total? And then over the balance of the series, is it a higher or lower scoring series?
Yeah, I would say overall, I would say it's probably going to be a higher scoring series only because of the weaponry that we have in the series and the matchup advantages I think that the Hurricanes are going to have. I mean, consider this, like their top line was completely neutralized on the road in Boston because of Patrice Bergeron's line. So some of the totals that we've seen from them, especially in road games, aren't really indicative of how good the Hurricanes can be offensively. There's no checking line, you know, that's going to be able to shut down the Sebastian Aho line on the Rangers side of the equation. So game one is a little tricky. I mean, I might be a feeling out process, might be a little bit tight. Rangers come in obviously with a bit of momentum, having won that game seven against the Penguins. Carolina obviously wins a game seven as well, but I think that was a little bit more of a foregone conclusion in the Ranger game. I might go a little bit on the under in the first game, but I think overall the series, we're going to see plenty of goals.
Lightning and Panthers, Craig, feature, at least it profiles right now as, you know, if you trust the Vegas numbers, as a more higher scoring first game with 6.5 juiced over, I think like 130 or 135. There's sort of the narrative that, and I guess, I mean, I'm a hockey noob. I wouldn't dare to proclaim that I know what I'm actually talking about across the entire league. But the narrative seems to be floating that we've got to see the Panthers actually beat the Lightning to believe that it's going to happen. Like the two-time defending cup champs. How do you see this series playing out?
Yeah, there is a sort of a proof of concept thing happening right now with the Panthers of like, let's see what they really are in the playoffs. They gutted out a series win against Washington. They weren't themselves until very late in that series. Had trouble getting through the Washington 1-3-1 defense. I just think there's some concern that the Lightning will be able to D them up in much the same way. I like them in game one pretty heavy. There's a couple of reasons why. One, the Lightning notoriously don't start their series very well.
They lost 5-5 to the Maple Leafs in their first game of that series. And then two is they're not going to have Braden Point tonight, most likely. Their coach, John Cooper, said he's highly doubtful. Point is a hugely important player for them offensively and defensively, in particular on the power play, where he's the guy that likes to carry the puck into the zone and then set up and be sort of the guy who distributes the puck in what's called the bumper position. So it could impact them on special teams as well. And you know, speaking of special teams, I mean, the Panthers were able to win that Capitals series without scoring a power play goal, which is insane. I can't believe a team that high octane on offense struggled to convert a single time in 18 opportunities. You got to imagine in the cyclical nature of special teams in the NHL that that's going to change in this series, which obviously will bolster the Panthers' offensive portfolio for the series.
Greg, does that mean that you like the Panthers to win the series right now, about minus 165, the Lightning about plus 135?
Baby, I picked the Panthers to win the Cup, so you know. Ooh. I'm staying on them for this series.
Absolutely love it.
That's the nature of punditry, man. You ride or die with your team until they're out. But even if I didn't pick them to win the Cup, I think that this is all part of a maturation process for this team. I think they're deeper than the Lightning in some ways. Kudos to the Lightning for taking out the Leafs. That was a very tough series to win, and they rallied to do so. One little stat here that I found that I kind of find interesting, and again, this is sort of, you know, ethereal magic stuff versus actual data, but there have been 5 teams that won 2 straight Stanley Cups. And as you know, since the Islanders won 3 in a row, nobody's done it. And not each time, but 4 out of the 5 times, the team seeking the three-peat has lost in the second round in the next postseason. So just keep that in your back pocket for this Lightning team.
I think that was the last time was the Penguins. Capitals, who then won the Cup, I think, if memory serves me correctly there. Yeah, Mystique and Aura, Dancers or the Nightclub. And I actually disagree, Greg. Punditry, the definition of that is not picking a team and sticking with it. It's picking a team and then changing your mind as time goes along and making it like you never made the original prediction in the first place. That would be my definition of it. You better you bet here on the BetQL Network. Terrific Tuesday. Nick Kostos and Will Brinson talking the Stanley Cup playoffs with Greg Wyshynski, senior NHL writer for ESPN. Greg, let's turn our attention to the Western Conference and the Avs-Blues series. Game 1 tonight in Colorado. Avs, big favorites in Game 1, about minus 210. Massive favorites in the series, about minus 400. Total in Game 1, 6.5. Blues have obviously got the pedigree, won a couple years ago with Jordan Binnington, who's back in net now after taking over for Ville Husso in the series against Minnesota. Like, you want to make a case for the Blues either in Game 1 or the series? We would love to hear it and your takes on Colorado and the Blues.
I mean, we have a story up on ESPN.com today about Colorado and how they're a juggernaut, they're a wagon, they're one of the the darling to win the Stanley Cup, and there's a lot of reasons for it. I mean, not only with the star power they have with Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar, but the way they play, they're sneaky good defensively. They're very good in a player personnel perspective of getting guys that fit their system. But there's a lane here for the Blues without question. And I've long said that the winner of the Blues Wild series was going to beat the Avalanche, and I'm sticking to that. I'm taking them in the upset. I'm one of only 3 people at ESPN picking the Blues in the series, and I'm doing so for a couple of reasons. One, they added so much to their offensive depth this year that I think they're going to be able to hang with the Avalanche in ways they weren't able to. And by that, I mean, they're going to be able to throw Ryan O'Reilly's line against the MacKinnon line. And O'Reilly's had the advantage in that matchup. But what happened in the past was that the Blues would not have secondary scoring beyond that. Well, now they've got a lot of options beyond the O'Reilly line to really do damage against this Avalanche team. And the other X factor here is Jordan Binnington, who had lost 9 straight playoff games before entering the series against the Wild and then played incredibly well, was the third best starting goalie in the first round of the playoffs after entering that series from an analytics perspective. So if he's back on one, I think that only increases the Blues' chances to win this series, and I think they're going to.
The Oilers and the Flames, not quite Avalanche-level favorite, but the Flames are minus 195. You know, I mean, it seems to me that sometimes in these series, just by the very nature of sort of postseason luck, that occasionally it can be sensible to take the underdog. Is this one of those cases with the Oilers, or are they a dead man walking against the Flames, Greg?
So I think the Flames are going to win. I'll add a caveat, which is that the Oilers played their best game I've seen them play in weeks in Game 7 against the Kings. A defensive clinic held the Kings scoreless. McDavid obviously is the leading scorer in the playoffs and I think has been on the ice for around 19 of their 26 goals in the playoffs, like just an absolute MVP for them. So you have to go into the series knowing he's going to get his. But where the series turns, I think, is in the overall depth of both teams. The Kings could not capitalize on opportunities when McDavid wasn't on the ice. They don't have the depth. The Flames do. They had three different 40-goal scorers. They've got offense throughout that lineup. They've got lines that can create. When McDavid's not out there, they're going to be able to do some damage against the rest of the Oilers. And plus, you can't forget about Jacob Markstrom, their goalie, who in a tight series with the Dallas Stars ended up posting the best save percentage in franchise history in a single playoff series for the Flames, and currently leads the NHL in save percentage. So they've got an advantage in goal. They got an advantage in depth. It's going to be a long series because it's a rivalry, but I think the Flames will win out.
That's great note there on Jacob Markstrom as well, kind of like overshadowed a little bit by Jake Oettinger, who was so unbelievable in that series in the first round with the Flames and the Stars. Greg, let's close with this. Got about 30 seconds left here. And I know you don't think Colorado's going to win the Cup. You have them losing to St. Louis here. And like all the Conn Smythe favorites, the top two, McKinnon and Cale Makar, come from the Avalanche. Who's going to win the Conn Smythe trophy? I'm guessing maybe Huberto or someone from the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I track it. But if you're looking at the teams that I think will push to the next round, you have to start talking about, Huberto is one, Giroux is one to keep in your back pocket. I think from the Flames, Markstrom probably is my choice if they get through that series and they play for the Cup. And then if it's St. Louis, I mean, if the series goes a certain way, it could be Bennington, it could be Ryan O'Reilly, who already has a Conn Smythe. But I still think, again, smart money here is on the Avalanche. and if you think the Avalanche are going to win the Cup, go one direction, and that's Cale Makar.
And Makar right now 5-1 to win the Conn Smythe. McKinnon is the favorite at +425. Worth noting, Dennis Bernstein on our show yesterday on Monday said the same thing about Makar over Nathan McKinnon. Greg, we really enjoyed this, man. We really appreciate the time. Fantastic breakdown. We look forward to doing this again in the future. Enjoy the games. Good luck with the bets, and we'll talk to you soon.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Greg Wyshynski joining us here, senior NHL writer for ESPN, formerly known as the Puck Daddy, which is just a really, really.
I mean, it is the Puck Daddy. He's still the Puck Daddy.
I think it says on his Twitter account, like, he doesn't go by it anymore. Like, he's former.
I'm pretty sure Doug calls him Puck Daddy when he comes on a Daily Wager.
Oh, I think that's a missed opportunity by me then. Okay. On the other side.
I'll tell you why.
Stop me if you've heard this one before. NFL Week 1 coming up next.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.